There are credible allegations that the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History presents a very distorted view of same. Our leading American history museum, sometimes called America's Attic, because it contains the artifacts of this nation through the centuries, has been accused by the Trump administration of ignoring, quote-unquote, America's story. And, of all things, doing this during the 250th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence. Dr. Alex McFarland, a frequent guest on this program, says, quote, "The Smithsonian has been driven by the false philosophy of cultural Marxism for far too long," end quote. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And right now, Dr. Alex McFarland joins us. He is a Christian youth specialist, and he's the author of more than 20 books which provide a Christian worldview on today's topic. And Alex, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Newcomb. I have so much respect for the work you do, and it's always a great privilege to be on. Thank you.
Sure. You know, I was at the museum in 2018, and I thought it was very liberal. Now, apparently, it's just gotten worse. Tell us what's going on.
Well, the Smithsonian, which we all cherish, Dr. Newcomb, I remember as a little boy in elementary school hearing about the Smithsonian and just dreaming of the day that I could someday go and see the great artifacts of our history. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough that when I was in elementary school in the early 1970s, it wasn't as bad as it is now, obviously. I thank God that I grew up in a rural North Carolina school where we said the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. And we even said the blessing before going in a single file line down to the cafeteria, Dr. Newcomb. So the America where I went to public school was very different from now. But I dreamed of the day that I would one day get to visit the Smithsonian Institution. And I have numerous times over the decades. But now our beloved American archive has really become an enclave of wokeness and revisionist history, even Marxism, to, I believe, intentionally skew the view of new generations of Americans and visitors that would see the exhibits and really emerge with a sense of self-loathing, not patriotism, and not the cognizance that now I'm a part of the great American story, but the Smithsonian has become basically a propaganda arm of a Marxist endeavor to further undermine and erode America, patriotism, and the future of our republic itself.
So what would you say to those who may say, well, look, Dr. McFarland, you've got to allow for the fact that America had slavery, we had Jim Crow laws, the women didn't get the vote right away, you know, et cetera, that kind of thing. In other words, are you trying to whitewash our history?
We're certainly not trying to whitewash our history, but the true American history, the glorious providential story of God sovereignly raising up a nation of self-government based on timeless moral and biblical principles, that's the real story. The story in your research, the story that I believe is told, my friend Eric Metaxas, that has a brand new book called Revolution, and many others, and I've written about it in my books, The Assault on America, also American Exceptionalism, that I write in 10 Issues That Divide Christians. David Barton wrote a wonderful book called The American Story that I would urge people to read as well. Here's my point. From the very beginnings, as we were coalescing to the point that the American Revolution took place, there was much abolitionist sentiment. And in fact, even the first draft of the Declaration contained the proviso that slavery would not exist in this new republic. To have a unified front and to have Georgia and South Carolina sign on, the proviso abolishing slavery had to be postponed. And it took 75 years, but it was America's Judeo-Christian epistemology and culture that paved the way for the abolition of slavery, thank the Lord. And I would say that it was the Democrat-led Jim Crow South that opposed not only slavery, but the civil rights movement. And in fact, the racism and the animus against minorities that still sadly exists in some quarters. It's part of the Democrat-led Jim Crow South, not constitutional conservative Christians. And so the truth about America, the truth that the curators of the Smithsonian apparently are trying to suppress, the truth is that America has been for 2.5 centuries at the forefront of human rights that come from God, not government, liberty that is rooted in the Word of God, and ultimately the greatest liberator of all, the one true Savior, Jesus Christ. It's America's fantastic Christian birthing that has given the world not only technological innovation, liberty, stability, safety, but yes, prosperity. And so those that want, like Barack Obama, when Barack Obama said he was going to fundamentally reinvent government, what he meant by that in 2008 and 2012, to fundamentally reinvent government, was to attempt to change America to a Marxist, globalist, socialist state. Now, to a degree, the Democrats have partially achieved that. And I would plead with everyone hearing this program to pray for our nation and to vote in the midterms. And we must all do our utmost to preserve the most unique, most wonderful nation, the most absolutely one of a kind entity on the stage of world history. And that is the constitutional republic that has been the United States of America. We dare not let socialism or Sharia law take away the greatest arm of benevolence and freedom the world has ever seen. And that is the constitutional Judeo-Christian United States of America. Sadly, among those undermining her, even as we speak, are the purveyors of the Smithsonian Institution.
Well, and it's interesting, too, when you think about the fact that the Trump administration had an article called America's Story. It's available online. And the gist of what they said in that is that the Smithsonian is primarily guilty of, and they don't use it this word, but I will, sins of omission as opposed to sins of commission. It's not so much what they say, it's what they leave out. So if you could go to their display, you're not going to learn about George Washington and his history, good, bad, ugly. John Adams, good, bad, ugly. Samuel Adams, good, bad, ugly. You know, whatever. Thomas Jefferson, good, bad, ugly. It's they leave these things out, and instead you have a much more trivial view, as you say, a much more Marxist philosophy. But when George Washington, for example, the father of our country, he said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. Nobody going through that museum would have any clue that the father of our country made that kind of remark, nor did, nor John Adams made a similar remark.
Well, now there are displays of the hijab worn by the first Muslim woman to win a major ice skating competition. Just little things like that to imply that Islam has been, a key part. Well, as Barack Obama said, he said Islam has been a part of the fabric of America from the very beginning, quote unquote. He said that. Well, the first war that we fought after the American Revolution was the war with the Barbary pirates, the Muslim pirates that were enslaving people. So it is absolutely disingenuous to put up pro-Islamic displays And, you know, there's a
phrase. And then leave out the other side of the whole thing. And by the way, in reference to that Barbary Coast, that's where we get the line, to the shores of Tripoli.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. You know, the late Rush Limbaugh, his brother David, we knew, and David Limbaugh spoke for us in our conferences, and Rush made a sound commitment to Christ in the last years of his life. But Rush Limbaugh used to warn about people who only knew what they heard from, quote, the drive-by media. And so when there are all these little tidbits that they leave out the overtly Christian sentiments of the founders, that the founders understood that we were in, as they said, the spirited contest for liberty. JFK, in his 1961 inauguration, said that the rights of man come not from government, but from God. The role of government is not to give you rights, but to guard the rights you've already been given from the hand of God. JFK said that. You know, I think about this. In 1950, Democrat President Harry Truman gave a speech. February of 1950, where he said, the foundation of our government comes from Exodus, Isaiah, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Apostle Paul. Now, what he meant by that was the Ten Commandments, Exodus 21 through 17, Isaiah, the three branches of government, the Sermon on the Mount, America's benevolent character, Matthew 5 through 7. And then when Truman referenced the Apostle Paul in Romans, and he said Paul's letter to the Romans, he was talking about Romans 13, 1 through 7. Well, you know, the drive-by media casual observer is not going to know the overtly Christian, Judeo-Christian objective morality DNA. The technical word is really the epistemology that makes our Constitution applicable, workable, and makes sense. Now, so with all of these exhibits on wokeness and gender, and everything becomes my subjective journey, my truth, and what's true for me, and this is really a contradiction, this, militant subjectivity, absolute subjectivity, it might make people feel empowered. Well, I have my truth. What that's simply doing is undermining the fabric of our country, the cohesion of our country that makes the rule of law dependable and a constitutional republic sustainable. It's the idea that it's not my truth or your truth, but it's the eternal, timeless, transcendent truth of God written on every heart, the law of God written on every heart. And the Smithsonian has basically, as I said earlier, become a propaganda machine for unpatriotic brainwashing. And it's part of the agenda to not only unravel, just sequentially, chronologically unravel America, but to further dismantle Western civilization. And Dr. Newcomb, I think many of the participants in this globalist Marxist march, they don't even realize it, but they are helping build the global police state that Orwell, Ray Bradbury, and even, I would say, the Apostle John and Daniel warned about in God's Word.
Wow, we are out of time, but this is an amazing assertion. AlexMcFarland.com. Alex, thanks so much for being with us. Sorry we don't have more time.
Dr. Newcomb, blessings on all of your work, my friend.
You too. Thank you now. Bye-bye.